Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hi, hi, hi.
Yes, here we are, Thursday. Love it. Thursday edition. Jim, you just called it Friday Junior.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
It's indeedy.
We are heading into Friday Senior.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember that song from when it would play on the radio. That was like,
Imagine them playing that all the time on Fridays.
Oh, yeah. So, yes, I'm Deborah. I am your psychic love doctor for the next hour or so. Or whenever you need me, if you go to my website and arrange a private session with me. I am using, ordinary playing cards, which our Facebookers can see because I'm holding it up. Thanks for being here, you guys. Also, blog talkers, glad to have you with us. We just want to make sure that everyone is aware that this is not tarot and it's not oracle cards, not any of the other amazing systems that are out there. Just so you know, personal prophecy is kind of in a class all its own because it enables us to see down that road what's coming for us, what's ahead. So we aren't just constantly being bombarded with, events and people and emotions that seem to just spring out of nowhere. We're able to actually perceive what's ahead. Take the time in the present to change it, improve it, delete it if necessary. Or if it's something that we simply can't do anything about, we can at least prepare for it. So my grandmother's teachings, I've also expanded, and I do have a book if anyone's interested on the background, and also how to kind of pick up this method and use it yourself. The book is called The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards by Deborah Lee. It's available, when I searched it out just to see the availability, I found it everywhere. From Amazon to Books a Million to somewhere way over in India, seriously. Anyway, if you're interested, you can play around with it. And when you feel like, hey, I'd really like to do this, you'll be able to come and enroll in my Personal Prophecy University, PPU, yay, rah-rah, sis boom bah. So everybody, Jimbo Baggins is here, and he is going to be your host in Facebook Live. If you want to jump in over there, blog talkers, we are on the Psychic Love Doctor show page. So just kind of meander over there and pop in. You'll see a lot of really nice people there. Jimbo, you can take over now if you wish.
Okie dokie. I want to remind everybody this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. Hope everybody enjoys themselves. And we also would like to let folks know that are blog talkers or Facebookers, hey, if you're international, let us know and we'll give you an international shout-out live on the air. Yes, we will. We would be glad to do so. All right. Call-in show primarily, but not only. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in or to Skype in. You can do both. So we get escapers, many escapers. Call in, and I already test. I like to test this to make sure I don't have any technical problems. Call in, you'll get an automated message telling you you're going on hold, but you can listen to the show. All those things are true. You'll be able to listen to the show, and that means everything is working perfectly normal. We'll see you on a list. We keep track of that list, and when your turn is up, we will take your call and let you know you're live. And when you're live, please, if you can, legally and safely, please kick off that speakerphone. Kick off any Bluetooth devices. It's just background noises, movement if you're moving around. Because when you're on hold, you know, you can also do dishes and do other stuff while you're on hold, while you're putting clothes away. But we really need you to just stop all activities if you can when we take you live, because it just the quality of the audio after it goes through the internet and stuff like that gets very degraded. I mean, it's still pretty good, but sometimes just we have to make you repeat questions over and over, and it drags out the reading. And not good for you, not good for us, and not good for the listeners that want to be next on the list. If you cannot call in, and it's primarily the international folks, but we have domestic folks that just can't call in for whatever reason, we do. We'll take Messenger, Facebook Messenger, but you will have to be friends with Deborah Lee. And when we open that door, open the Florida Messenger, only then we'll tell you. And then you'll Messenger Deborah Lee, and you have to be friends with her. Okay? But don't do that unless we say so, because it does not have a cool automatic hold system, and we would have to cancel your call until we were ready for you. After Deborah's done with her reading, you're going to hear the old harps, and that's the angel saying, Deb's reading's done. Don't try to sneak in some two or three more next questions, because we got to move on. It's time to move on. We're going to give you an angel card reading for the road, one for the door. So remember, I mean, Deborah is done. I mean, when I do that, she's putting all the cards up and everything. So that it needs to come. It needs to cease, and we need to take this.
Yeah, we have to do this.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would stay with, like, one person probably for half an hour.
Yeah, and the people that join us, especially later on in the show, they ultimately would be they would lose. They would get screwed. And if you want private one-on-one time, they can be easily arranged at the psychiclovedoctor.com internet site.
Yes, and let's mention right here, I'm running a special offer right now. It'll run through Sunday, we'll put it that way. If you purchase a session with me from my website, I will give you one free. So it's buy one, get one free. BOGO. Yes, and that's the good news. You don't have to be ready to use it. You simply have purchased it, and it remains available to you for, like, I don't know, a year. And some of my regulars, they are actually banking more than one because they want to, you know, kind of stockpile them. Okay, that's the good news. The bad news is it has been well over 12 years since I have had any work done on my website, or I have actually increased my prices, and I've never wanted to increase my fees. You know, it's just the thing is you know, I've got bills to pay, utilities, space.
Yeah, you know, and it's just... Even raising her rate, she's not going to catch up with all the inflation she missed, all the cost of living.
So I just don't want you to feel like, oh, sure, now she's going to gouge us. No, it won't be like that. But I just wanted to let you know the sale is running, and it's not been unusual for me to have, like, people buy four or five of them. Then, of course, they have four or five that they get to save.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to use them. You don't have to use them, like, every single day in a row.
No, and you can call up or tell me you want me to call you, and if you need just 10 minutes here, 15 there, we can do that once you've, you know, arranged to have reading time with me. All right, what's in there? He's fishing in his mug. What is it?
Apparently something I will never, ever, ever be able to retrieve. But whatever.
Is it dirty or is it a buggy?
Yeah, it's something in there. So it's a floater. Could be anything. Whatever. I don't like to share my drink. That's all.
And I'm glad you're not telling us, because it might be something. Ew.
If it's something, I'm not going to sit there and keep chugging. All right, let's get this so-called show on the road, all right?
Yeah, let's do that, shall we? Let's
first caller,
area code
8403. I believe that's our neighbor to the south, North Carolina. Oh, South Carolina, my bad. South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Still a neighbor to the south.
Welcome to the show, South Carolina. What is your first name, please?
Christy.
Hi, Christy. We've talked to you before, have we?
Yes, ma'am, you have.
Okay. I'm sorry that it didn't ring a bell for me.
Ring bell, me.
We have a lot of Christmas.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So tell us, how are you doing and what's on your mind?
I'm doing okay. I just wanted to kind of know what direction my love life is going to take.
Okay. That's always a classic.
I'm glad you brought that up, Kristen, because we need to make sure everybody, we want to emphasize that we don't just do love readings. We do career readings and situations involving, say, coworkers, friends, neighbors, family, yeah, pets. Even if you have a dog, cat, horse, bird, whatever, and it's acting strangely, we can tap in on their energy and find out what's up. So, okay, tell me, Christy, do you have a relationship going, or is the playing field for you empty?
It is rather empty. I'm not in a relationship presently.
Okay. Alrighty then.
Okay, so you are open for business, so to speak, as far as the relationship world is concerned.
Yes, sir.
You don't even have any acquaintances that you think might possibly be that guy.
I know when I had reached out to you guys last time, I had mentioned about there was two, and I think Ms. Deborah, you mentioned it was more so towards Trey at the time. So I don't know if they're all about the same or if it shifted.
You're very smart to come on back for a reading because our paths do fluctuate. We have to remember that the readings themselves are based on potential. The cards don't make anything happen. We do. And so does the universe or the higher power.
Whatever, yeah.
So others out there around us are impacting our lives with their choices. So realistically, the more readings you get, the better the clarity for you.
Always. And real quick, international shout out to Mike in the UK.
Hey, Mike, good to have you with
our
us.
Our first international person that has made his presence known. Could be other people, but he's spoken out.
Well, I'll tell you what. Did I tell you you had three?
Two
or
three?
No, I just knew of two. Well, I know of two.
Okay, there's a third one. There's a third one now, and this one's a biggie.
Hmm.
This one is actually coming into your life. Shouldn't be too terribly much longer. Right now at this time of the year, a lot of things emotionally and energy-wise are going to happen over the holiday season. We're mixing and mingling, seeing, you know, more people. We have more opportunities. And so you'll find that a lot of the readings will focus on that. I'm seeing this guy here. He's very good with money. He could be an accountant or a stock like a stockbroker. He's somebody that manages money well, has money, never hurts. You know, I like to say sometimes it's just as easy to love a rich man as it is a poor one, or vice versa. But I can't really stick to that because my late husband came literally wearing a barrel. I mean, he was in a very good job, but he was going through a divorce.
Which is kind of funny when you think about that term.
Wearing a barrel?
Those wooden barrels are not cheap. But I know. I get the picture. It was
You're going to meet him in a social setting, and he's going to catch your eye. And you are going to, I feel, really click. And he'll say something to the effect of, so what do you say? You know, we have some dinner or something to that effect. And I believe you'll set a date.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this doesn't happen often, but it does happen that a first date will turn into the beginning of a long-term relationship right from there, right from the get-go.
From the start.
Yeah. But you still got these other two that are hanging around, and they would not just date you, but marry you. But I'm not seeing a whole lot of interest on your part in reference to them. I mainly see it toward the newcomer. So we'll definitely have to keep our eyes on that. Also, are you going through a period, Christy, where you are feeling kind of gloomy about the future, making choices, you know, what your goals are? Because I'm perceiving to you in terms of yourself that there's a lot of indecision gaining momentum around you. So if you find this to be true, I feel it means you are going to be on your way to bigger and better things. So try not to let those dark clouds, you know, hang too heavily over you. I'm feeling it could be in reference to your work, where maybe you might come to the first of the year is a time when people start thinking about, I'm going to make this change this year. And it could be a new career opportunity for you. So anyway, I want you to know your love life's going to heat up, honey. Nice segue there.
Yes, and on the harp segue, your angel card reading before we move on. It is, the subject is Blue Angel. This is interesting. I've never seen this one. I, Archangel Michael, am here by your side. I am all around you and will forever protect you. Remember this whenever you feel fearful. I love you all as well.
Oh, gosh. Michael is the big dog of archangels,
Yep, he's the
and
man.
And up there, I think, like with Metatron.
Well, the
Transformer
yeah. Archangel.
And Michael always has a sword, a great big sword.
Numero uno, I think, Michael.
So, Christy, I hope your weekend is going to be blissful for you.
Yep, it's almost upon us. We still have our Friday show yet, too, folks. This is
now, please try and call us again when you have a chance. And definitely after you've met him.
Oh, yeah.
He's not Mr. Right now. He's Mr. Right. I love it.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Take care, hon.
Thank you. Thank you very much. A neighbor to the south, South Carolina, she was.
Yes, she was. That is a gorgeous state, by the way. So charming. It's crazy that they have a lot of crime.
South Carolina? Well, I'll tell you what they also get a lot of when it's active. They are, them in North Carolina, boy, stand by for some serious nasty hurricanes.
Oh,
boy.
Hurricane Central.
They're like in the middle.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. All right, let's talk about better things, like area code 507, which is in the great state of Minnesota.
10,000 lakes.
10,000 plus, actually, but yes.
Welcome
507.
To the show. And who are we speaking to?
Hi, guys.
Hey, this is...
It's Jacob.
Jacob, gotcha.
Jacob.
Yes. What's up? What's happening?
What's happening?
Oh, not too much. I applied for jobs last night, and I woke up today to have an interview this afternoon, and I got the job.
Hey.
So it's been a pretty great day for myself.
Well, that's amazing because a lot of people are doing a lot of interviewing.
It's a good way to roll into your weekend.
It certainly is. And by the way, you have a very lovely mother. She calls us.
Thank you. Yeah, she is honestly a blessing. I love her to death.
Aww.
But I tell you what, when she hits that age, she's going to the home. I'm just kidding.
Bada bing, bada bang.
I mean, like, what?
Yeah. But I'll send her a nice one, damn it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, what can we do for you, hon?
Oh, I just wanted to get a spiritual reading again, if possible.
Sure, it is.
All right, Deb, this is all you.
Can we ask what your new job is?
It is at MGM Liquor.
Ooh, boy.
So I'm working at the liquor store.
Hey,
I think that's where my partner with my job or whatever, maybe I'll meet that person there, maybe.
That's very, very good.
Well,
thinking.
You will meet a ton of people, obviously, just because of the nature of the job.
Oh,
you're
going to
meet a lot of people.
People love liquor.
Yeah, we know Minnesota, boy. Friday and Saturday, those places, they got a lot of traffic.
And, you know, it's a good back pocket career as far as experience because, yeah, it's just really a step away from becoming a bartender.
Well, that and also you have to, if you stay with it and move up, you just have to manage sales.
No, I thought of that too, and like getting to know all the different kinds of liquor.
Oh, sure.
Yes, I mean, you definitely are going to have lots of knowledge on liquor, and I believe, if my memory serves me correctly, that's also beer in the liquor stores in Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
We don't have that here, but they are in the grocery stores.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, that's the way Minnesota's licensing works. If you buy it outside,
the best beer is actually made in Minnesota.
Which one is that?
Yeah, which one? They got a lot of them now.
Shells. Premium, our Grain Belt is what it would be. Yeah, Grain Belt.
Do they still have that up for sale? Oh my God!
That crap is older than me.
We drank it when I was in high school.
But you know, things have evolved. Now maybe because back in our day, Lightning Kugels was piss water.
It was,
and they've evolved into kind of a crafty amount of good stuff in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Jacob.
Yeah, let's talk about Jacob, not boozy.
Oh, you know, do you mind if I share, Jacob,
yep,
about the previous reading?
He's on the air. Oh, previous reading.
Yeah.
Yep, Jacob, go ahead.
Jacob.
Let it rip.
I don't see this very often. It's only been in my career, seriously, a handful of times. This young man is going to become very, very wealthy in his lifetime. He is going to bring an innovation. You never know, Jacob. It might be in the liquor business.
It might not be. This just might inspire you. A lot of people draw back on things from way in their past that have nothing to do with what they invent or
what they
put there. Yeah.
Something, though, that's been weighing on my mind is that it would be great if we moved, and I see a little bit of this is happening with alcohol, wine, that kind of thing, excuse me, where it is based on a healthy mixture of, say, herbs and flowers, whatever. But if you drink it, you catch your buzz, and then it makes you healthier. Hey,
yes.
You just never know. I thought up.
Tell that to Mr. Liver.
I thought up karaoke 7 years before it happened. That was my idea.
But Japan was doing it long before you were even a thought. Back when that came out. So quit talking smack.
So now your cards. See, you've got cards that really are quite brilliant. You're going to love this job. There's a couple of young ladies that are going to be waltzing through there on occasion.
Well, yeah, there's going to be lots of everything.
Well, there's two in particular. They may be sisters or best friends, but I think they're going to really take a shine to you, Jacob.
It could be a problem if they're friends or sisters.
Why?
The rivalry.
Yeah, I mean, listen to him. You know.
Yeah, if they both take a liking, you might cause a rift in the family. But that's their problem, not yours.
And there's a few things in the female code you don't violate. One is that with, like, sisters, best friends, and roommates, Mr. Jimbo.
What did you tell me about that?
Because you did a very uncouth thing a long time ago.
You know, you always talk about these codes. If they're that way, why are they always violated 100% of the time?
Well, I don't know. But if you're dating one...
These are off limits. You know, everybody automatically does it. So maybe it's not so off limits.
You were dating one roommate, and then you flipped over to the other one. And, well, anyway, let's just say...
Equal opportunities.
Created some drama.
Yeah, well, you know, what life is all about, drama.
Okay, for you, though, they're going to really like you. And I think that you're going to be... Do you live out on your own now, or are you still at home?
I do.
He's out on his own.
You're out on your own?
Yes.
Well, I see you possibly moving into a better place.
Hmm.
Very likely.
This is what he was
coming
asking
up. And it seems there's a buddy that would share this new place with you.
Could be a buddy that's not a buddy yet, right?
Not a buddy yet, exactly. Boy, you're getting too good at this.
Well, I mean, when you're moving into that kind of a job, you are going to meet a lot of people. You're going to work with a lot of people.
Yeah.
You're just going to meet a lot of people. So you never know who's going to be a buddy or, you know, whatever.
Right. It's a good business.
Well, it's a good thing to get into, like, that kind of that business.
Okay. So
if you're afraid of people, then you're screwed. But if you like people.
I still see you rising to the top. Like cream rising right up to the top in your future. Never doubt that you're going somewhere. I got one big cautionary note for you. Don't get married too quick, Jacob, because if the wife here that he would pick is going to take him to the cleaner.
I'm not going to give him that precautionary note without any further guidance.
She's got a very fiery, I think she's kind of Latino. I'm seeing very sultry.
There's a lot of fire in the blood of the Latino.
And
the women. A lot of women get fired up, boys. Stand by.
But she's got an anger problem. So that's just, see, you know how this works. The more somebody...
I'm going to be honest with you, Deborah. I actually like men. I am gay. But after talking to you, I have thought about it, and I don't know what I want yet in life. You made me think about it all over again, and now it's like, maybe it is a girl that I'll end up with.
Okay, but let's talk about this for a minute. Everybody needs to know.
Because we talk about it, but we don't let you folks know enough. A lot of times, the male-female thing in the cards, that doesn't necessarily talk about the plumbing between your legs at all.
Geez, you're good, yeah.
He or a she.
There could be more effeminate.
Yeah, it could be, and depending, and that's what it means to you, too. These cards to you, not to Deb, not to me.
Yep.
So when we say her, it doesn't always mean like it's a woman with a vagina. Right?
Yes. And Jacob, you're young. You are still, you know, you've got a lot of life ahead of you. And I don't see
I just posted something on my Facebook, and actually it's a thing, and I put down my phone number and I said, you know what, if you ever need that friend, call me. Even if I don't even know you, call me, because I lost my best friend a year ago, and want anybody and everyone to know that somebody does care and somebody is there for you.
Oh, how beautiful.
Well, you're about
that?
To start making all sorts of new connections in your life.
Oh, you are. And I'll tell you, you don't have to know yet which way you're leaning. You might even you might swing both ways.
Yeah, and who knows? I mean, it's not like this is a devil, you know.
The way I look at it too, I've been single my whole life, and I tell you what, I don't need anybody because like I can please myself better than anyone else can. So
I believe that people, you shouldn't need them. You should want them.
Yes, you're right.
Because if you think I need a partner, you're just going to grab onto something that isn't really right for you. Life preserver.
Yeah. Yep. When I see women in your cards, now knowing more about your orientation, they can come through these women as actually being women with more of a men that are more in, you know what I mean, more feminine.
Yeah, or it could be a woman, too. So
or it can be a woman.
But that's going to be, he will figure that out on his own as the time goes on.
Yeah, I don't see that you're going to wander through life wondering what or who you are.
Yeah, you know, and there's no rush. There's no race.
Yeah.
I must find out tomorrow.
My
God.
You know what? It is so nice that you can go ahead and speak freely in this day and age. When I was growing up, you would have been branded, you know, with all those terrible slang terms. You'd be shunned.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's the way I look at that, too, is if someone don't like you for your sexuality, you don't need that person in your life. Because you know what? I am a great person no matter what anybody thinks.
Yeah, there's, you know,
that's
how
I feel.
Of all the things in this world to worry about, that is the last goddamn thing people need to worry about. You know?
Right.
You know, that's just
hallelujah.
Mad at somebody because they like peanut butter. I hate peanut butter.
Yeah.
You know, who gives a shit what you
or
like?
Or the whole color thing.
Yeah,
oh,
like,
my. With
it doesn't matter what you like or dislike. That's their choice, dumbass. Yeah.
Well, you get Jim fired up here.
Yeah, people can't mind their own
business. It's true. And
so is Jimbo, is that your birth name, Jimbo? Or is it Jim?
So that is her nickname. It's James, but I go by Jim.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say I've only met one Jimbo in my life.
Oh, no. I definitely don't get called Jimbo except on this show and this show only. So they liked it because it reminded them of Bilbo, Jimbo, and then they would sing that old Leonard Nimoy song, Bilbo, Bilbo, back in the 60s. That really old song.
Well, honey, you are a delight to talk to. And I don't care which way you lean. You're a fine young man, and no wonder your mother's so proud of you.
Yeah, and make sure you get some good sleep. I don't know if you're working until closing tomorrow, but like it's, remember, the people start freaking out near closing time.
Yeah, are you working this weekend?
He's working tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
I got, okay, so I applied last night. I got hired today. And
yeah.
My first day is on Saturday. I work this weekend.
Yeah, that's another biggie.
Yeah, that's cool, though. I mean, you know, I don't know if you're working. Are you working, like, till closing, or didn't they give you the time frame yet?
Yep. I'll be working afternoon to close. And it's just a blessing, though, because I haven't worked in 2 years because of my chronic disease I found out I had.
That's
and
nice.
It's my first job in 2 years. But yeah,
well, good for you.
It is a brand new day.
I'm gonna be upfront with that too. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with HIV, and I live with it every day. And there is no cure for it yet.
No,
there is no cure,
not,
but it is treatable.
Yes,
and I want everyone to know that the treatment that they do nowadays, it seriously, it makes it so that it completely disappears out of your body. And there's no sign of it. And
yeah,
it's called being undetectable. And I've been undetectable now for a year and a half.
Well, God bless you,
they,
honey.
That's actually something they finally were able to do a good breakthrough in a short amount
Too
of time.
Too bad Freddie Mercury from Queen.
Well, yeah, a lot of people, but I'm just
didn't
saying.
Didn't live long enough for some of these advances.
Because it was getting scary out there. And
very.
It was getting bad, and they pumped
See,
a lot of.
That's the thing is, like. Nowadays, a lot of people, they're still scared. They still are terrified of it because of what all happened in the past. And I want to get the word out there and be a motivational speaker about it because a lot of people don't know how far they've come with that cure.
You're absolutely right. You ought to get a podcast going, Jacob.
Or a blog.
Hell yeah.
Start out with a blog and then you can move into the blog world. I mean, but people are, you know, your average person, you know, how paranoid they are. So,
they are.
You know, and they think about the past, because, oh, I remember, oh, my God, it was killing all these people. Oh, yeah. Yep.
No, I see a very long life for you. So you're going to outlive that cureless, you know, disease.
Well, already, my immune system and my body has healed itself completely. Yeah. To where I live a normal life, just like you guys. My body is just like yours with medicine.
Absolutely wonderful. And I mean that sincerely. I do. So God bless you.
Yes, and stand by.
Hell yeah.
For your angel card reading. And you actually asked about this, and here's your answer from the angel cards. Archangel Uriel, a great spiritual transformation is currently occurring both in your life and in our world. This is the union of heaven and earth, spirit and matter. Heart and mind unite in harmonious balance.
That is really
deep. And that's really what he asked about was spirit.
Yeah.
Oh, I got the chills from that one.
Fascinating for you.
Yeah, and that was your actual question.
Yes, it was.
You know, so that was it.
Well, you go forward with courage and determination. There's nothing you can't
scammer.
Do. Nothing.
Oh, I believe in it, too. You put your mind to it, you want it, you'll get it.
You certainly will. Pleasure talking to you. Really, you made my week. So thank you so much for calling. And we want to hear
yes,
from you.
Yes, thank you guys.
Yeah, you
and God bless.
And same to you, my dear. Same to you. All right.
Have a good one.
Yep, you too. Enjoy your new job. All right.
Okie dokie. We're going to give that disclaimer out. We're kind of halfway-ish.
Yeah.
It's not a hard 8 o'clock. We don't just shut the door down, call callers and stuff like that. That's our target time. That's our minimum target time. We're not going to go to midnight, but we're not going to just kill you at 8 if you've been waiting.
No, if you wait, that seems pretty cheap.
And we got some folks that
just say sayonara.
Yeah, we got some folks that just came rolling in here while we were talking to Jacob. I call him Jacob.
Yeah, I heard that, Jacob.
It reminds me, because it's a lot of the... the Amish people and stuff will talk a lot like that.
Oh, they will. You're right.
Yeah, Brother Jacob.
Yeah. When we speak to our Ireland fans,
the
they
Irish.
Say ye. Yee. I hear that a lot in them.
Okay. Well, yee-haw. How's that? All right. We're going to go to, we're going to go down south. Where I know it's probably still nice and hot. Area code 956 Texas.
Oh, wow. Oh, hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Bring it on. Bring it on.
Who is this?
Yes. Hey. I am from Texas.
Hey, ooh, listen to her giggle.
Was this Fran?
Yeah, very cute giggle. How are you doing there?
Well, that makes you happy.
Yeah.
I'm doing good. Yeah.
What brings you to the show?
Yeah, what would you like to know or find out?
I would like to, as far as my finance, I have had a little bit of bad luck recently, but I'm hoping you could tell me otherwise that it might change.
Well, yes. So you're talking about a little relationship action here, are we not?
No.
No? Okay, we'll start again and slowly.
I guess I would like to know about my finances. I would like to know if they're going to get better, either
finances?
A better opportunity. Yes.
Ah, okay, there you go. That was the word I missed.
Have you called us before, Fran?
No, I never have. I just got lucky with you.
Oh, well.
Oh, did you get lucky or did we get lucky?
Oh, I think I did.
Well, we're about to find out. I think it's mutual because we enjoy our callers and we would not be having a show without them.
Right, and we want to welcome you in a big way.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It takes courage to make that phone call.
Yeah, and hopefully you will have a good experience and you'll want to keep coming back because we do mega many, many, many shows a week. And you're welcome to call each and every single show.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we don't get mad if you call every show. We get some people call every single show,
and that's cool.
That's cool. Some people think they're overstaying their welcome, but that is not the
case.
No.
The more you come for readings, the more clarity you're going to get.
Yes, indeedy.
So where in Texas are you?
I'm actually south of Texas.
Oh, which is,
mm-hmm.
Are you in Mexico?
4 hours away, or maybe two hours away from the border.
Okay.
Oh, so you're right, yeah, 2 hours away, that's pretty close.
Is it still super hot?
It's got to be bleak.
Very hot. Extremely hot.
You know, like, but that's, you guys are kind of used to that, though, are you not?
No.
Oh, yes, definitely.
You have a big opportunity coming to you, and it's going to bring a lot more money to you. Now, here's the thing. Just because you make more money doesn't mean you spend it wisely. So do you have a budget for yourself? Do you get your bills paid on time?
Yes.
So you're very responsible with your money.
You don't skip rent because you're out partying.
Or you're at TJ Maxx.
Yeah, okay. Or you just got to buy your 10th pair of shoes this month. So, you know, power bill can wait.
Well,
I would be honest with you. I was that person before. Of course, I didn't have family, but now I have family. So now it's like I have credit cards just like anybody else. So now that's my goal right now, to pay off my credit card and just stay with my car note and my mortgage.
Bless you.
And very wise.
That's
very
what
wise.
I'm working on.
Okay, well, that's a good goal to work on.
And, you know, if you have been in the past living very poorly, you will respect the money you make in the future. People that come from poor beginnings, you know.
Yeah, well, obviously, yeah. You will actually, like you said, appreciate when you have extra.
Yeah, you actually have a magical path in the sense that if you make up your mind where you want to go, say, professionally, in a career, you're going to achieve it. She's got a really good mindset, which is so important and so hard if you don't have it. It
sounded like she had her mind made up that she's going to fix this mess.
Yes, definitely,
yeah.
Definitely. And do you mind if I ask your age, Fran?
I am 46.
You sure don't sound like it.
Oh, I can't wait for the caller that calls and Deb says, God, I thought you sound like you're 100 years older.
If I was making sales phone calls, I would say to her, is your mommy home? Yeah. And do you have children?
I sure do.
So she has a family.
I have an 18-year-old and a 6-year-old.
Well, what would you think about having another child?
I think I am too old.
Well, that's what everybody thinks.
Well, yeah. Mother Nature may disagree.
Then watch yourself.
Yeah, be very, very
careful. There's a little boy here, a little boy spirit around you.
Don't have an oops.
Now, just remember, this could come through adoption, fostering, helping out a relative.
Oh, I gotcha. You could be just becoming fond of somebody else's little kid and helping them out.
Yeah.
Spending a lot of time with it.
Yeah. Well, as long as it's not my teenager or my adult girl, I'm okay with it.
Oh, yeah, as long as they're not having the child.
I'm not seeing that yet.
Roger.
That's
that.
Right. Not yet. So
we don't
want
none of that stuff.
That's
going
a
on.
Whole different can of worms.
Them there kids.
I don't want to be a grandma.
Yeah, well, I said that too. But, oopsie, I became a grandma.
She doesn't want to be a grandma
now.
Oh, God. Before yeah. she's
not
ready.
Right now. Not right,
right.
now.
Right. Later
on. I would like for her to finish up her career. She's in college at the moment, so I would like for her to make something.
Yes.
Well, good for her. And
yeah.
that's having a good mother
yeah.
who wants to see her daughter do well instead of just marrying well.
Well, yeah, and, get pregnant, that can really throw off a class
yeah.
schedule. And
everything.
You don't want that.
Don't worry. A year from now, I think you're going to be looking pretty as far as your finances.
Yeah, we like that. Yep.
I feel you're going to have financial independence as your life, as you go further, like within the next 10 years. I definitely see you being financially very strong. So, here we go.
Angel card reading before we put you, we don't hang up on people, we put them back on hold in case they want to continue to listen to the show. That's their call. Subject of your angel card reading is faith. Do not lose faith. The storm clouds will soon clear and the sun will shine once more.
That feels like it was written just for her, doesn't it?
Yeah, well,
these
are fairly new angel cards, so.
Please don't be a stranger.
Yeah.
We would love to hear from you again.
Yeah, we do like a lot of shows during the week.
So take
thank
care.
Thank you
for
the reading. I really do hope my finances do change, and I do need a little bit of extra money. I would like to, like I said, have my goals kind of.
Yeah.
Well, you got to have goals, yep.
Yes, and you're going to go far. Try to remember that.
She has her mind made up, so that's good. That's a good start. All right, thank you so much.
Thanks,
good luck,
honey.
And
God bless you.
Call again.
Thank you. Likewise.
So welcome.
All righty then. Let's see where we shall go next. Yes. South, but on our coast, we're going to area code 863, which is in Florida. 863.
Florida.
You are the next caller.
Hi. Welcome to
Hi.
The show. What's your first name, please?
Hi. This is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia. Have we heard from you before?
I called you. It's been quite a while ago. You were on a radio show before you went to News for the Soul.
Yes. Oh, yes. That is quite some time. I think she means KCA.
It's been a little while.
Wow. If it was KCA, that's a long, that's a couple
yeah.
years ago. Well, not a couple, but close.
Well,
close.
How
anyway.
How are you doing, and what are you looking for in the way of insight?
Yeah, what would you like to know?
Well, I got my birthday is tomorrow, and
wow.
so I was hoping just for a general birthday reading.
I think I can do that.
Okay.
All right. When we have a birthday,
that's the day of our birth, right.
that we're celebrating, it also holds very special energy it's as if tomorrow you'll be climbing this very high mountain, standing up there at the summit. And you will have a 360-degree view.
Pure energy. Matter without form.
He lives for that, Kimbota.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to lay those out. Jim will keep chatting with you, and then we'll see what the year for you is going to hold.
Yeah, I'm just curious, because everybody's different when they become adults. Do you have any special plans for your birthday?
I think my mother and I are going to go out for lunch.
Nice. I love lunch.
Well, yeah, and lunch is, especially on a Friday. If you try to go out dinners on Friday, sometimes that can be a little rough.
And lunch can be
cool. Exactly.
If you go out for dinner and you eat all this very fattening and delicious food, you'd have guilt from dinner. Not on your birthday?
Not on your birthday. There is no guilt on your birthday. You drink and eat too much, so be it. It is your birthday.
But on lunch, you can have whatever you want for lunch.
You can. It depends on your job. Sometimes you eat too much. You feel like you'd rather go take a nap than go back to work. But are you working? Are you going to lunch in the middle of a work day, or are you not?
I'm not working at this time, so I get to just go and enjoy it.
Yeah, you can have a nice long 2-hour, whatever you want. That's cool.
Yeah.
Could you tell us what age you're going to turn tomorrow?
Uh-oh.
61.
Oh, good for you. We elderlies, that's what my granddaughter calls us. We're elderlies. But I think of the 60s as being the new 40s. All right.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
So are the 90s going to be the new 70s?
Why not?
I'm not judging. I judge not.
Your cards show that you have a really high-spirited year ahead for you. This year is going to be filled with really great, highs for you, very high. It'll seem like everything is falling into place. And then all of a sudden, there's going to be this great big clinker of, and I haven't done your reading in so long. It's hard for me to actually put a handle on what it is.
The specifics are not
there. But you're going to have to hang on to your emotions because you strike me in your cards as being a very heartfelt, sensitive type of woman who really feels her feelings. And there's something coming. Do you have children?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a son?
I have a daughter.
A daughter.
A son-in-law.
Oh, a son-in-law.
Oh, they're married. Okay.
Do they have any children yet?
Yes, they have one.
A boy?
A little girl.
No, I don't know what you're seeing.
I'm glad because I am seeing here something very tragic happening to what would be a close male member of your family. But it was striking me as a child or a younger person. And that's because I was wondering, does this connect with the darkness, the gloom? It's like a period of extreme pain coming. So prepare. By preparing, you've already made choices about it, so it won't hit as hard. But I think there is going to be something coming within this year that is really going to be challenging. It's the only event I see. Otherwise, I'm seeing some travel for you. It would be a great year to enter contests because I think you're going to feel very lucky this year. And if you like to go to casinos or anything like that, you would do well. All right. So I don't want you to hang on to this little piece of, what would you call it, like a setback. It's here. This can disappear. And because I don't read your cards often enough, I just wanted to alert you. It could even mean you could have a small accident. We ladies especially have to watch where we're walking. If there's small kids or animals around, if we've left something on the floor, if there's a cord there. Too many people end up with broken hips.
Why is it you ladies?
Because I think, I don't know, I don't see men so often breaking a hip.
Oh, okay. That's where you're going. I was wondering if you're like, it's okay for guys to fall, screw them, but we ladies got to watch out for ourselves, I was just wondering why it was that.
I generally don't see in readings that men trip over things. We do because we're carrying a big basket of laundry or something like that. Did you really have to bring that up? Did you?
I had to. Yeah, enough guys, we're sitting in our leather chairs, sipping brandy and smoking cigars, watching all the women folk work while we do nothing.
And fall over.
Oh, she's down again, George. She went down again. God damn it.
Oh, no. Something I am kind of interested, since you're the psychic love doctor, I would like to connect with, like, a companion, a love interest.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, your cards are still on the table, so she can keep looking.
Do you have somebody in mind, or?
Yeah.
No,
I don't have anyone at this time. I honestly haven't even been dating. I'm hoping to make a move before the end of the year, and I'm hoping that once I get there and get situated and settled in, that a love interest will come at that time.
And do be careful. Men in this age group are a lot of them are coming out of long-term marriages, or they're widowed, or they've stayed single all their lives, things like that. And I'll tell you, when I first became widowed, I never thought I would receive as many unsolicited penis pictures as I suddenly started to get. Yes.
Wow.
And the only comeback I could think of is, wow, you're really proud of that toy you've got. But it turned me off completely to the guy. And they seem like they're all players and liars. I know, guys. Don't jump on me out there. I know you're not all like that, but you have to admit quite a few of those that are out there are like that.
Yeah, and a lot of the ones that say we're not all like that are like that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
No, there is a man here, and he was front and center as soon as I was going to ask you before we ended if you had a man in your life, because it went bam, just like that, which means this is something imminent that's coming for you. This is somebody that I feel was married and is now likely widowed, because there's a sense of sorrow. But he's on the end of the grief process.
Mm, okay.
So that's a good thing to know.
So he's probably in the same, I'm ready to.
Yes, and he's scared.
But I don't know how that's going to go down or how it will begin. Okay.
So you both are going to seem like in the same boat. And just remember, when serendipity is involved, this can happen just about anywhere. Standing in the line at Walmart to check out, pumping gas, it can just be a story that you'll have to tell for the rest of your lives. So, he's coming along for you. Might be a couple years younger than you, but at our ages, what is age anyway, really,
Yeah.
And I really think that the two of you are going to find that you share a soulmate connection. And that is beautiful, really beautiful. Now, you don't have to go out there looking for him. You don't have to chase him down. This isn't like a train is coming, and if you're not at the station, you're going to miss it. It's going to find you. And so that's what takes faith. Is knowing it's going to find you. So I say that he's going to enter your life, I'm thinking before or by springtime. So give him a little room there.
Well, and she's got to move to get through.
Yeah.
And that's, once you get moved and settled, that's probably when things are going to start happening.
I really think so.
Springtime is when things grow.
Look at that.
Okay.
And love, too.
Love is in the air. Stand by for your angel card reading before we put you back on hold. We put you up, people, on hold.
Thank you.
We're saying continue to listen.
All right.
Subject, vision. A positive outcome requires a positive vision. Visualize everyone involved in your present situation surrounded by light and love. Make sure to include yourself also. Your love has the power to influence and transform the current events.
Love it. I love it.
Love is in the air.
Now, remember, you can review your reading either on Blog Talk Radio. They do archive them. Or we're also on, we have a Facebook, the Psychic Love Doctor show page. And we do put them out there.
Yes, absolutely.
So, yeah. So, well, I want to wish you an early happy birthday.
Not too early. Tomorrow's a day. Big day.
And just enjoy yourself. Try to stay completely in the present moment so you can soak it all in.
That's right. And have a good lunch with Mama Sauce.
Boy, yes. Yum, yum. Good
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Make sure you call us again.
Keep on, keep on.
Good. That was nice.
All right. We've extended the show a bit, so we're going to go to our next caller so we don't shortchange anybody.
Well, this hour just spins.
It just goes flying by.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go up to the Northeast.
Where are we
Great
going?
State of New York, 631. You
New
are the
York.
Next caller.
Oh, hi. This is Suzanne.
Oh, Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Oh, certainly.
Our pleasure.
My question is, I started a job on Monday, and it's good, but it's very tiring, and so I applied for food service, and I also applied, just called for a place that I keep calling that never hires me. I called to see if there's any positions. I called one last time because it's right in my neighborhood. What do you see? Should I stay where I am? Will the place in my neighborhood call? Will the food service call? What do you think I should do?
All right. Well, thank you. Yeah, I agree with you. So hang on there. I'm going to lay out the cards. And I forgot to mention earlier in the show, I use a full 24-card layout.
Indeed, she does.
I'm not just, you know, drawing random cards. I just like to lay them all out, which is what I would do for each of you in a private session, but we just lay them out more than once.
Yeah, and our blog talk folks, they're just listening, so they don't...
Yeah.
People watching us on Facebook Live can actually see the cards going down and see the spread and get a better idea. But we have to remember the blog talk folks, they just kind of hear a little flip and stuff like that. She works with, like I said, a full deck. She lays a whole bunch of them down. And if you get a chance to ever watch it, if you're not familiar with it, if you ever get a chance to watch it on the Psychic Love Doctor show on Facebook, you should do so.
Oh, thank you.
You might get a better appreciation for it. Might even be interested in learning it because she's going to have a university.
Oh, yes. We're going to have our own online university.
Yeah, that's not
starting from like kindergarten in this method.
She's not the only one on earth that can
all
do that.
All the way to a master's degree.
It's just a matter of showing you the ropes.
I am the only living expert of this method. And I, because of that, I am able to credential you as a professional practitioner of this method. So bear that in mind. Well, I want to tell you, I personally put the cards, specifically put the cards down to ask you, to ask about that place. You keep knocking on their door and they should see how tenacious you are, the place in her neighborhood.
Okay.
Keep driving them crazy because it's under sure to come true here. And in all my years doing this, I've yet to see something that appeared under sure to come true not come true. It eventually does.
Well, that's, yeah, imagine that. Sure to come true, better be sure.
True.
Better not be kind of sure, sort of sure.
It's showing that eventually, I can't say how soon, but they are going to have a dream job for you there. And that's why it's taking so hard or being so hard for you to land this job, because sometimes it's like the big guy upstairs or the universe, however you want to look at it.
Sure, yeah, whatever you think.
Tests us.
How things work.
To say, how badly do you want this? Because if you want it bad enough, I'm not only going to give it to you, I'm going to bring abundance with it. And that's what I'm seeing for you. So right now, it looks like you have to stick with where you're at. It's always easier to get another job when you have a job. Okay, so if you aren't happy because it's too tiring for you to work, did you say food service? That's a tough job, you know?
No, this one's a teacher aide, and it's tough, but the job that might be is food service next. I don't know whether to stay where I am or go to the food service because I can't wait forever for the one in the neighborhood one to call me.
Right. Well, you can still keep looking for other jobs.
You know what it is? I don't want to keep looking for other jobs because I have been, and it's exhausting, and I've been, you know, I got to do a million other things. So I might as well just stay where I am unless the place in the neighborhood calls me.
I just got
this job Monday. I can't be, and I just had one, but I thought I was going to move, but I didn't move, so they didn't take me back. So I just got this job this past Monday, believe it or not. So I just can't keep taking off, interviewing. So I guess I'll stay here forever or go to food service unless the neighborhood job calls me.
I really think the neighborhood job will come through. for you at some
point. They just might need the right opening.
You know when?
That's the thing. I'm not able to.
Well, I mean, weeks, months, years.
Right now, it's not on the radar scope, right, where you can nail down a time?
Yeah, I can't right now yet tell you, but the opportunity is going to come to you. Yeah, it'll be very good timing.
And you can keep calling back to check on it. If you keep checking on these things with us, sometimes the time frame will start getting clearer.
Do you own a home? Do you have your own house?
No.
Well, there's a day coming that you are going to be a homeowner, and I'm going to tell you what, that house is going to end up bringing you, when you later go to sell it, that house is going to be worth a lot of money.
Yeah, you know, the market changes at the right
time. I can't afford a house.
Well, she didn't say tomorrow.
Right, and I think...
But I can't even afford rent, so there's no way I can afford a house.
But I think you should turn that, because I've been in your position before, and literally because...
Unless I get married.
Well, right. And there is a marriage here if you want it. There is one.
Who
if she wants it.
Right there on the
top. Yeah, right at the top.
Yeah, it's too bad she couldn't see this, but okay.
But I want to tell you.
Do you know when?
I think within the year.
A marriage within the
year? To who? I haven't met anybody yet.
Yeah, but when when you meet the one, it's funny how fast it can go. And this looks like a whirlwind relationship.
Do you see anybody thinking of me now, or is it going to be somebody that I don't know?
You got somebody from the past here that hurts you very badly.
But it's not
that would really like to come in. It's not the one that's coming.
Yeah, the one that's coming means you haven't met him yet, is what she's saying. She does see somebody from your past that thinks of you.
Yeah, and wants very much to make amends with you. But I don't feel that that individual...
That's not your future.
Right. No. There we go.
All right, well, thank you. Stand by real quick for your angel card reading.
Yes.
Archangel Raphael. Feel yourself surrounded by emerald green light. I, Archangel Raphael, offer you healing and solace. The storm clouds will soon clear, and the sun will shine eternally bright.
Yeah.
Trust.
Instead of saying, hon, I can't afford rent, I can't afford a house, try to turn that around and
right now
manifest
I can,
it.
But my plan is to, yeah.
Well, I was going
to
have her say, I will be able to in the coming future.
In the future.
Yeah. And then watch and see, things do change. We create our own reality. So I really thank you for calling and hope you will call again.
Yeah, please call. Please call quite often.
Okay, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
And good luck. Alrighty, before we make, I had to restart a software because it has a sign coming on and we're good. All right, let's go to our next caller. That's a very familiar area code since we just talked to it. Oops, I could probably click it. 507 Minnesota. Whom could it be? With whom are we speaking?
Hello.
Hi.
This is Judy.
Yeah, hi, Judy.
Hi, Deborah. Hi, Jimbo.
Good to hear from you.
Hello.
Very good.
Yeah, it's good to hear you. I wanted to get going sooner on this, but I've been really busy. You know, when you were just talking to that lady that's turning 61 tomorrow, you know, I'm 61, you know.
It's a number.
Well, I'm 65, so I beat you both.
One more.
Okay.
So, well, yeah, you did.
That's
winner.
Right. Chicken I'm the big girl here.
I'm a baby.
Right. Yeah. I guess you were, like, kind of seeing in her cards. You said, well, if you gamble, go to the casino. Well, guess what? I was thinking about going tonight, but I didn't go. I'm calling you instead, but I still can go. I was kind of wondering, when you lay out my cards, if you could see if I would win.
Well, here's the
if I go.
I can try.
Deb.
The thing is, gambling has not been my strong suit.
No, that
there's
is
so many variables.
That is her weakest of all things.
I had friends years ago that were they would gamble on football or basketball.
They're holics.
My average was about 65%, and that's not really that good. But I'll try it for you.
Yeah, it isn't that good. It's kind of a little over breaking even, and it's like, you're not going to get, you're going to spend so much time just to make a little bit of money, those 65%.
We got to know when to walk away, too, you know, when you're
you
playing.
You know what? I was there, and I only walked in with 180, and I was at 1,000, and I didn't quit.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I only walked in with less than 200, and I kept playing, and I lost it. That was stupid.
You gotta walk away.
Unless you say, I'm putting this $100 in my pocket.
Yeah.
And whether I win or lose. But sometimes you can lose it all, though. I'm just saying, yeah. You're right. You have to, yeah, you have to set, yeah, it's hard to do.
I got all that on one machine. I would like, it gave me 400 one time, so I hit the button and I cashed out and I put money in and then it gave me another 296 and then I cashed that out, put it in my pocket, put in another 20 and then gave me another 256 or something like that. Well, it's
that machine is going to be
I've got to tell you, I used to be a blackjack dealer years ago up in Duluth. They had an Indian casino up there run by, you know, an Indian tribe. And
that's the way it is in Minnesota.
I would talk to the people that worked with the slot machines, and they said people don't understand that it has tumblers. Now it may be more digital.
It's all software.
Okay, so this is different.
But it's the same principle.
They said watch when somebody walks away disgusted because they're really close to, you know, getting the jackpot, but they've quit.
Yeah, if you're really serious and you have nothing to do in your life, you can just hang out and watch somebody park on a machine for a long time and say, they sat there for an hour and didn't win squat. Time for me to sit down for about 10 minutes.
Oh, I've seen people do that. Yeah, you're right, Jimbo. They do that. Yeah, watch it.
But it's like, to me, I'm there to have fun. I'm not there to like sit there and camp out and be a private detective.
I'm there to have fun.
If you go tonight, Judy, I think you could win a little bit. It looks like you'd have a good time, and you wouldn't walk away. You know how people go, damn, why did I do that?
Just walk in with a plan. This is my minimum.
Yeah.
And if I win this amount, I walk out no matter. I don't keep going because eventually the casino's going to win eventually.
That's the way they stay in business.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, here's my money. I lose this. At this number, I leave. And if I'm on a hot streak at this number, I leave. I leave also if I'm winning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I won $1,500. I should keep going. No.
That's the time to walk away.
Yep. So anyway,
I sit with a bunch of ladies, and it's just a good entertainment. We visit, we root each other on. It's good for me to get the hell out too, you know.
Right. And if you aren't spending all of your income down there, then it's just fine.
It's sanity money. It's helping you feel good about life.
I did see people would come in with their paychecks. They would lose it all, and then they would stand there and cry. And all we could do is give them a card to the gambler's hotline,
if you come in with a paycheck,
right,
you got a problem.
You do.
Oh, no, I don't do that.
No,
right, no, that's good. All right.
Here he goes with the card.
Here we go. With your angel card reading before we go to the next and last caller. Heart and soul. When making your decision, take into account what your heart and soul are saying. Sometimes the mind can deceive us. Choose through love, not fear.
Oh, that's just nice all the way around.
Well, it's nice all the way around, and it could say,
yeah.
Go in there to have fun. But
what is it? I guess I didn't get it. What does it mean?
It means that.
Well, it means what it could mean to you. Now, we could tell you what we think it means.
Yeah.
I think it could be about when you walk in there, you're going in there to have fun, heart and soul and love, but make sure your mind is on the big game plan about, you know, your limits.
Yeah, and embrace the social aspects of love.
Enjoy what you're there for, but don't just forget about the cash that's departing your wallet.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you
can. Doesn't sound like it.
You don't sound like you get carried away.
You don't sound like you have a problem.
Mm-mm. So take care, and
Good luck.
Happy casinoing to you.
Thank you. I love you guys.
We love you too.
Yeah, we're glad to talk to our homeland back up north.
Yes, we're going to be up there in Minnesota next Thursday.
which would be a week from today.
Yeah, it would be.
The 22nd, I think.
Yep. Yeah, it is. Our feet will be on the ground already.
We have two mothers up there we need to go see. So.
Oh, nice. We'll have a good time.
Thank you. We'll be broadcasting from
up
there.
We're working some show times.
Yeah. So take care, my dear.
Awesome.
And love to you and Jacob.
Well, thank you. Jacob's doing good. He got a job today. So.
We know.
He called us about 20 minutes before you.
Yes. Are you kidding?
I don't know if you noticed. We were kind of saying, we were kind of joking. Oh, look at this area code. We're familiar with this one. Yeah, 507. Yep, yeah, he did.
Oh, he loves you so much.
Okay. I'll have to listen to the whole tape now.
Yeah.
I'll listen to the whole video. All right. Have a good night, you guys.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
We shall talk again.
All right, and here we go.
Here we go. Last but not least, holding patiently, area code 254 out in Texas. 254.
Texas, welcome to the show.
Take us to the finish line.
And what is your name, please?
It's Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. How are you doing?
Yes, indeed.
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're kind of on fire tonight, yeah.
We're having a good old time.
Yes. Even with Mercury in retrograde, we're still hanging in there. So tell us, what's bringing you to the show? And what can we do for you?
Yes, indeed. What is...
Well, I live in a group home, and I live in a big group home, like a 13-bedroom house.
Wow. Yeah.
Big house.
And I want to live somewhere smaller, like a 6-bedroom. I want to live in a 4-bedroom, but there's a waiting list. So I talked to my house manager, and they're trying to get me, like, started, but I'm kind of a little bit anxious, having anxiety attacks, don't know what to do, scared of being kicked out and all this stuff. So I want to know, when will it happen, and if so, when and where? Because I want to live close to where my family is. So I live in Round Rock, which is a suburb of Austin.
Okay.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Yes, this subject has come up before when you've called us.
And, you know, anything unknown as far as the unfamiliar, strange, it's going to cause some anxiety. But what we have to do is learn to not overthink. I do this all the time, overthinking. What if this happens? And what if that happens?
We kill ourselves.
My own cards will say, knock it off.
Right.
Yeah.
It's hard to talk yourself down off the cliff.
It is, really.
Because you get just tunnel vision, target. Like, that's all I care about is this one thing, and you forget about everything. You're like, whoa, chill out, relax. It's hard to do.
Yeah.
It is coming for you, Gabby. It is. And it's coming sooner than you think. So even though you're on a waiting list, remember, all those people ahead of you could have moved on, gone somewhere else. You know,
a lot of things could still happen.
Yeah.
That's why they have those lists.
Yes, and I definitely feel, yes, that it's going to be a great experience for you. And you have it in your heart that you want to do this because it's a good move. Very good move for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're eventually going to be out on your own, Gabby. And you got to it's like the yellow brick road in front of you once you finally take that step out. And getting in a smaller environment is going to be terrific. It's got to make you kind of crazy.
Yeah, you can tell she's
13 bedrooms.
That's why she's anxious, yeah.
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 So it came up under Sure to Come True, which is I just explained previously in the show, that I've never seen something that was here not happen. And this one, I see you celebrating, like being so happy. You're going to love it. You're going to make really nice friends there. Are these group homes co-ed? Yeah.
Well, there's some that are co-ed. Well, and this one I'm into is an all-girls house, so you can picture that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we picture it.
And you could also picture a big house like that, co-ed. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I see a love interest coming for you after you move.
Okay.
And it's a good one.
One step at a time, yep.
This one could end in marriage.
Holy guacamole.
Yeah. So... All right, Gabby, we're going to go to your ta-da.
Indeed, it is time for the angel card. Subject is adventure. No, this is interesting. I gotta put me glasses on. Sometimes
right.
you do for these cards, sometimes you don't, but this one's got a lot of stuff. It says, instead of seeing the current situation as an obstacle, try seeing it as an adventure. Explore all the possibilities. There are many more than you currently imagine. Instead of seeing things as either black or white, try to explore all the colors in between.
I think, Gabby, I think the people there are going to be a lot more like friendly and caring and respectful of each other. You know what I'm saying? I think you will be very happy there. So,
okay.
So anticipate, be expectant to yourself. I'm going to enjoy this so much. Change it.
Yeah.
Soon. All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank right. you. Have a good day.
You
yep, yep.
And have a nice weekend if you can. Take
Thank
care.
Thank you, too. Bye.
One more.
All right. Bye-bye, honey.
There's one more left.
All right, dude.
What do you want to do?
This is it. Do this one.
Well, let's do it. I'm ready.
All right. Let's do it.
All right, we're going to the real final caller, even though we said the last one was. We're Trixie.
That one was a drill.
We're Trixie.
Trixie.
678, Georgia, 678.
Hi!
Hello.
Hi, you guys. This is Jaylen. How are you guys doing tonight?
Jaylen, actually, we must have known because you kind of popped in and we were supposedly on our last reading, but something said, no, we got to hold on for one more.
That's all right, you guys. Yeah, I needed you. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Well, you are the end of the show, but we've extended it, so you have time.
Yep. So tell us what's happening.
Okay. So the issue is with my daughter. She's in the second grade.
Mm.
And already at the school that she's at, I'm having issues with her math teacher. She's not sending homework home. She received a 0 on a test, which I'm not happy about. When I had a conference with the teacher today, she told me that she couldn't make it up, and I'm like, how do I know what to work with her on if you don't tell me ahead of time that I can address any issues? But nonetheless, I'm thinking about putting her in another school, which was the school I initially wanted to put her in, but I don't want to keep changing schools every time I'm not happy.
No, but think about what this teacher is telling your daughter who's only in the second grade.
Yeah, come on, second grade.
No, you ruined it. You can't fix this. I mean, we got to teach these kids how to try again, you know. And that's too long. I had, when I went to school and was in those lower grades, I had horrible women as teachers that, you know, they don't realize they're abusing these kids emotionally and verbally.
Right.
So I'm going to kind of lean towards you moving her. Do you want me to look at that?
Yes, that's what you would like to see.
Yeah,
right?
That is great.
You would like to see if it's basically time to change schools. And like you said, you change it too many times, it starts really messing with the poor little kid. But
you know,
my
kids are all raised now and heading toward middle age. But when I had a son, this was about Casey, he was going to a school and the math teacher and him just did not click. I had a girlfriend at that time who was a teacher in another school system, and she said, I would take this to the, what do they call them?
We have Susan says the administrator. It depends on what they call that, where you are. Have you taken it to a level above that teacher?
And he made her call up and apologize, not just to me, but to my son, and he referred to my son as precious cargo. So, I went up the chain.
Did you go up the chain?
I did. What?
I have not yet.
Jaylen.
Because I had my initial meeting today. I wasn't happy with it.
Okay, I got you.
I think it would be a good move. That little girl, it's a girl, you said daughter. She's like a sponge right now. And I would hate to see this teacher who clearly kind of hates her job. I would hate to see your daughter soak it up, all that meanness.
Right, and Susan here on Facebook, yeah, she's in the education field, and she says she thinks it would be good to try to solve the problem first with the school before automatically making the move.
That I would agree with, too.
And you got to go move up the chain, administrator or whatever that school calls that person.
It's up to you.
It is up to you, of course.
You know, the only thing I think about that is that time is passing by, and I don't want her to get further and further behind if she's not trying to meet me halfway now.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't want anyone to kill her spirit for learning.
Oh, this is very important years.
Yeah. So that woman.
And I may not be able to go that route anyway because it's a private school. And that's another thing. I'm paying out of the ASS to actually send her there.
Well, absolutely. They should be giving you some more special attention.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
No. I think, but there's also, you know, if they have administrators and whatnot, and if they don't want teachers chasing their pupils away.
I can tell you, I'm going to tell you something that is secret. It's hidden information that's coming out in the reading about this teacher.
Okay.
Ready? She's got a drinking problem. She has a drinking problem. And it's made her ornery.
I believe it.
Yes. It's made her grumpy and ornery. And she goes home from school. And I see her. It's happy hour right away. And she drinks too much and too late. So you're going to probably be part, if you do what Suzanne is suggesting. And Susan is in the field, like she was saying, you're probably going to get that woman to want to quit. And maybe it would be best for the school, you know, by calling her out. She's going to really,
you bring it to their attention, even if you do move, it might help maybe a future student when they start seeing, hey, other parents are bringing this to our attention, too. No, it's not a student problem. It's not a parent problem. It's a damn teacher problem.
Yep. That woman needs to get out of teaching. She needs, maybe she should go work.
Yeah, because I sent her two emails and she hadn't answered them.
Yeah, see, that's wrong. She isn't grateful for what she's got. And this is a private school?
Yes.
It's
a private school.
They don't often make as much as other teachers. So they have to really be devoted. I went to private school and those were teachers that wanted to be there. A cathedral and all, they didn't get the same wages.
Okay.
All right.
I think they do, though. I think they get paid pretty well.
Should move aside, let somebody else in there. Because I don't know her changing her ways.
All right. And actually, the clock is ticking on our extension a little bit. So we're going to give you our angel card reading before we say goodbye and good night. Determination. Determination, perseverance, and patience will lead to a positive outcome.
And thank you, Susan, for your input in the Facebook chat. Because it's good to get, more than one point of view.
And she says, anytime you email, a teacher, make sure you CC the administrator or whatever that school calls that.
That's a good idea.
Oh, my God.
In other words,
yes,
the person's
boss.
That's
a good idea.
Yeah,
it's amazing how all of a sudden you'll see responses when they see it.
Right.
See.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right.
Well,
thank you, guys. You guys have a great night.
Yeah. You have a good night. Good weekend.
And good luck with your situation.
I think your
daughter deserves to be treated
right.
Of course. I mean, those are years when things start happening
as far
as academics. So, yep.
All right. Love you guys much, but we're going to have to leave you. All of you, we're so sorry. We love you.